Hey there, beautiful souls. Welcome back to another episode of Real, Raw, Relevant. Today, we're diving deep into a powerful concept, getting out of your own way. We all have dreams, goals, and aspirations for our future, but sometimes we find ourselves stuck and unable to move forward. Often, the biggest obstacles to achieving our goals is ourselves. That's right. Look in the mirror. It's us. We may be plagued by self-doubt, fear, here's a big one, procrastination, or just limiting beliefs. So this podcast episode is about identifying and overcoming these internal barriers. That's right. We create internal barriers and beliefs, and you have to recognize that. Recognize how you're self-sabotaging with your thoughts. So pay attention to your inner dialogue. We talk about this on so many other episodes, but whatever you tell yourself, that self-talk is so important. Are you afraid of failure? Like I said, sometimes the fear of failure alone will cripple us and keep us from moving forward in the right direction. So in opposed to taking risk and trying new things, you're at a standstill. You're at a halt because you're afraid to fail and you're afraid of the unknown, but you want to be able to take those risks, get out of your way, and if you fail, at least you tried. Fail forward, dust yourself off, and keep it moving. So recognize if there's something that you want to do in this upcoming year, you're thinking about it, recognize those thoughts, those self-sabotaging thoughts, and challenge those negative beliefs. Question your negative beliefs. Ask yourself, is this a truly accurate thought? And why are you thinking about that? And what's triggering you? What's causing you to believe that? And what level of facts are you basing that on? Are you basing that on opinions? Or are you basing that on research and analytics? So be critical. Challenge those negative thoughts whenever you want to do something and your self-talk is, oh, I can't do that. I'm never good at anything like that. Challenge those thoughts and work to overcome that. You're an overcomer. Overcome procrastination and limited thoughts and beliefs. And with everything that's going on, I mean, in life, it's easy to procrastinate and tell yourself, oh, I'll do that later. Oh, I'll eventually get to that. I mean, it's the new year. I have like an entire 12 months to work on my goals for 2025. Stop. Don't do that. Break down your goals and your tasks, larger tasks into smaller ones, and make sure they're more manageable, something that you can manage along the way. And eliminate the distraction. Stay focused. Create a distraction-free environment where you can minimize interruptions. That's one of the things that irritates me. Like, I don't like interruptions. If I'm focused on something, I want to do it wholeheartedly and I just want to dive into it. But often distractions come whether we create the distractions on our own or whether someone's coming to get us off track. It's up to you to eliminate those distractions, focus on areas where you could be more connected and tackling whatever it is that you want to accomplish. And don't tell yourself that another year is approaching and I have 365 days. I'm just going to chill today. Please don't chill. Get moving, get going. Time is limited. So you want to work on not procrastinating and just giving it your all and working towards those goals. Get at it. Be determined. Be dedicated. Be excited about what it is that you want to accomplish and let that be your driving force of motivation. And trust me, I know in today's fast-paced world, distractions are everywhere and it's getting challenging day by day to stay focused with the notification buzz, the emails piling up, and the endless streams of information fighting for your attention. You're only one person with all of these things pulling you. Even that, you have family, you have your loved ones, your little ones, friends. So it's easy to feel like you're constantly busy yet struggling to accomplish what truly matters the most, which is your long-term goals and your short-term goals. So if this sounds familiar, you are not alone. We all face distractions. And distractions aren't just an annoyance. They're actually a thief of time. Let me break that down. Distractions are stealing your time from focusing and living up to your full potential. So if you're not focused, you're distracted, and it is stealing your time from working on being the best you. They pull us away from our goals, they slow down our progress, and they often leave us feeling scattered and unproductive. I don't know about you, but I hate a scattered brain and not being productive. So in a world designed to capture your attention, learning how to reclaim that time for yourself is a superpower. Learning how to be focused, that is a superpower. Because when you're focused, you can definitely get more accomplished in your day. So let that be something that sinks in and that resonates with you, because it's an art to being focused, and that's what's going to get you, accomplishing and tackling your goals for 2025. And remember that you want to implement strategies, work towards that, achieving your goals, and understand your time management. And everything is about timing. So accomplishing your goals is not as far away as you think. It's within reach, but you have to have good time management. You have to be extremely focused and understand what's important, understand what's irrelevant. When things are gradually pulling and people are gradually pulling at your time, understand what matters and focus on that. And it's okay to be on social media. It's okay to have friends and families that you connect with. And it's okay to spend time with your spouse and boyfriends and girlfriends. But let's have the appropriate time blocks for that. Scheduling is key, because we're always bombarded with so many things, and it's only 24 hours in a day, and you're only one person. So don't let distractions steal your time and steal that little time that you do have to be productive and to be focused. Imagine a life where you consistently finish what you start. How many times have you attempted something or started something? I know I've done that. I've been guilty of even starting a cleaning project, and I'm like, oh, I totally thought I finished that. And I just go into something else in my day on my list. And I'm like, by the time I'm done with the list and I go back to that upstairs, and I'm like, oh my gosh, I totally thought I cleaned this whole thing. So yes, eliminate distractions and you'll be able to focus on getting everything done, everything that you start, achieve your goals, and still have time left for other things and other people that you love. But you have to prioritize you and your goals and understand what truly matters the most. So if you're ready to stop being pulled in 1,000 directions and start living with clarity and purpose, let this sink in, let this dive in, and just work on that for 2025. The year is ahead, and there's so much that you can accomplish and get done. And by simply just eliminating the noise and unlock your full potential and live distraction free. What a beautiful life, distraction free. I know it's hard with so much stuff bombarding you and cluttering you, but it is possible. It definitely is possible. And don't think you're alone. I'm right there with you. Let this be a moment for you to take time to reflect on if there's anything that you can work on, eliminating a particular distraction. It's not just about regaining lost time. It's about reclaiming your focus, energy, and the life you truly want to live. And think of distractions when you get distracted and you're spending that time in areas you shouldn't. Think of you're getting robbed. Think of that robbery that's in place. So distractions will always exist, but your ability to manage them has grown. And just understand that you have the tools that you need and the strategies. It's all about your strategy. What's your strategy to be more focused, to cultivate a mindset that eliminate that self-doubt, eliminate that negative talk, and eliminate distractions so that you can prioritize a space for, working towards your goals and eliminating distractions, and have a focus-friendly environment that, you know, where you build habits to promote clarity and stay intentional as your foundation and be productive with a purpose. And if you need resources and assistance with this, my new book, New Year, New Habits, is available on Amazon. Get your copy for additional resources on building cultivating habits and breaking old ones. So if you want to build a habit of being more focused so that you can get more things done and just to be your best self, because you'll face moments where, you know, you're pulled away and you may feel overwhelmed by certain distractions. So have your moment, pause, be reflective, remind yourself of the reason you've chosen to accomplish that goal and revisit your goals, trust the process and reapply the techniques that you've learned. Sometimes there's repetition, there's consistency, there's so many factors that can contribute to you being more productive and just getting out of your own way. And remember, when you work to eliminate those distractions and build new habits, it's not about achieving perfection. It's about making a meaningful progress. It's about ensuring that your time and attention aligns with your priorities so you can live intentionally and accomplish what matters the most to you. So step into this 2025 knowing that you're going to accomplish your goals because you're going to break them down into small, manageable things that you can gradually do daily to get you going in the right direction. Get out of your way. Eliminate that negative talk. Tell yourself that you can do it. Be positive. Work on your positive affirmations. You have everything you need to succeed. And go and just be extraordinary and make your mark in 2025. Here you come. And listen to your inner guidance. Trust your gut, trust your instinct, and just understand that getting out of your own way is an ongoing process, but you want to be aware and embrace that discomfort that comes with making change and challenge yourself to step outside of your comfort zone. Challenge yourself to do better. Challenge yourself to be the best version of you. And just get out of your way. Make things happen. Remember that everything is a process. Everything is about building. You're building the tools. You're building the skill set that's required. So have that level of self-love, self-awareness, self-compassion, and just move in a positive direction. Gradually take baby steps to stop self-sabotaging. None of that in 2025. Challenge those negative thoughts and beliefs and understand that, you know, some things that we think aren't the best, they're limiting beliefs and limited thoughts. So challenge yourself to increase your thought process, improve your resources, challenge those thoughts, question why are you thinking that? Why do you feel that way? And what are some other things and resources that proves your thoughts are wrong? Challenge that. Tap into that. There's so much to explore when it comes to accomplishing goals and just in life when it comes to, you know, the marathon of life, that you're able to not be in your way, not be your own distraction, and also don't allow others to distract you and keep you from being focused. Remember that stealing, that's a form of robbery. So be selective with your time and use discernment. The biggest thing is just being discerning. Use your discernment, use your judgment, and prioritize, create those good time management tools. I know that you can do it. You're very capable of just knocking it out of the park in 2025. I don't know about you, but I'm excited. I'm excited about 2025 and what the future looks like for me. Just like you, I have new goals that I'm up against for 2025, and I'm ready to accomplish them head on, giving my all and just eliminating distractions and not self-sabotaging. I'm ready. 2025, I'm ready. Here I come. I know it's not going to be easy. Anything in life that you're working towards, it doesn't happen overnight. It's not easy. It takes work. It takes dedication and commitment. But I'm feeling motivated. I'm feeling ready. I don't know about you. I hope you're feeling the same way too. If not, work on those resources. My book, New Year, New Habit, by Alicia Eads is available on Amazon. So if you're not feeling motivated, get motivated. Get those resources and step out of your comfort zone. Make it happen. And remember, getting out of your way and stopping the sabotaging of yourself is a process, not happening overnight. Thank you, lovely, beautiful souls, for joining me today. Always remember to keep it real, and I'll see you next time on Real, Raw, Relevant Podcasts.